Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The catcher, John Wackenfuss. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The DH, Tim Corcoran. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Roberts. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Brett. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanley scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mankowski. The throw from Essien and he is out, Horta applying the tag. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zisk moves to second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Zisk moves to third. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive towards first. Thompson catches it and steps on first to double up Johnson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien bunts towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0 for 1 in the game. Gar hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0 for 1 in the game. Corcoran hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Zisk hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mankowski hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon throws the ball into Orta, who tags Fuentes trying to catch an extra base, for the out. LaFleur scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stanley. Garr reaches second base with a double. Lemon scores. Essien goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Tigers. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bannister hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Bannister reaches second base with a double. Garr scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-2 in the game. Orta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Orta reaches second base with a double. Bannister scores. It's Tigers, 4, White Sox, 4. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zisk is walked intentionally. Steve Foucault now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt May now catching. John Wackenfuss now playing right field. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive towards third. Mankowski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 2 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0 for 2 in the game. Corcoran hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mankowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mankowski moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mankowski scores. It's 5-4, Tigers. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground that hits Verizer. Verizer is out and May is safe at first. There goes Verizer trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. Bruce Dalcanton now pitching. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to third. Fuentes moves to second. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-3 in the game. Corcoran hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-4, Tigers. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mankowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Lamar Johnson. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Fuentes reaches second base with a double. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lemon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-3 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Royal Stillman pinch hits for Jim Essien. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.